Sunrose Yoga Podcast. Reveal your sacred nature through the practice of yoga. Blessings. It's Kelly Connor Sunrose. Come visit sunroseyoga.com, the web home of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast. At sunroseyoga.com, you can listen to past podcasts, browse yoga and meditation videos, and read articles on the practices and philosophy of yoga, written by curious and devoted yogis. You can also view all of the show notes, find all of the ways to connect, and view my teaching schedule. Visit sunroseyoga.com today. Welcome to episode 88 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, your host, Kelly. Today, I have a meditation to share with you, recorded live at Shanti Om Yoga in Portland, Oregon, where I lead meditation every Monday afternoon at 5 p.m. It's free and open to the public, so if you are local, please join me anytime. If you're not local, please come to Portland and sit with me. This meditation begins with a bit of kirtan. Kirtan is call and response singing, devotional singing. It's a practice of bhakti, devotion, great heart. And today we'll be singing to both Krishna and Shiva. And if you've been to one of my classes or listened to podcasts before, I feel like I talk a lot about how I like to temper my love of Krishna with a dose of Shiva. And that is, you know, Krishna is love and gooey, butter, yummy, deliciousness all the way out to your eyelashes. And that's a wonderful place to be. But I feel like, from my own experience, I can get a little attached to feeling good. And Shiva, on the other hand, is sort of the great illuminator, the destroyer of illusions, the great awakener, and sort of tough love. There's, you know, lots of ecstatic experiences one can have with Shiva as well, but they're different than the Krishna. And so I feel like they're a good complement to one another when sort of embodying our practice. So that's what we're doing today, and I'm very, very happy that you are here with me singing and sharing your practice. Very grateful for that. Please be in touch if you'd like to connect. I love hearing from all of you. I have met so many wonderful people through this podcast and would love to know each and every one of the thousands of you who are listening. So please do drop a line, sunroseyoga@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail or find me on Twitter or Facebook, and all of that information is on the web home of Sunrose Yoga, sunroseyoga.com. Thank you so much for being here. Jai. And so let's begin today by finding our seat. Just getting comfortable. And that can look however it looks for you. It might look different for all of us. Somewhere where you're really able to let go of where you tend to hold tension in your body. For me, that's in my hips. For you, that might be in your shoulders or in your jaw, your upper back, shoulders, wherever. Find a shape or a situation where you can at least begin to invite softness into those places. And we'll start by doing just that. I really like settling into whatever earth you're making contact with. And that might mean sitting back a little bit, settling, relying on the support that the spaces and structures around you offer, whether that's the earth, the wall, chair. Let the space hold you. And bring your awareness and your attention to your breath. And notice that the relationship that breath and body have with one another. Notice how they move one another and change one another. Now, when we sing, we are, in a sense, animating the breath. We're adding some of ourselves to this breath that travels in and out of us, and, or in and around the world, and in and out of other people. And we're offering our voice to that prana, to that life source. And today I thought we could sing in call and response style, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Shiva Om. And the way this will work is I'll sing a line, and then you sing a line, and then I'll sing a line. And then you sing along. And we'll do this for a few minutes. And then we'll sit. And we'll just take note of our experience.
Thank you. as you sit, simply let whatever comes up come up. It's the vibration of song lingers in some way. Follow that. If the words themselves have caught your mind's eye, follow those. Just give yourself a few moments to curiously follow what comes up. Begins to wander, or if you're not sure what to follow, don't worry. You're not alone, and you're totally normal. In those moments, bring your awareness back to the rise and fall of the breath. Relationship between breath and body. Letting yourself be consumed, fascinated by it in every respect. Ask you to focus your awareness in a somewhat specific way. And that is, I will ring the tingsha bells about 3 times. And we'll follow the sound. Follow the sound as long as you can follow it. Notice that point where you can no longer follow it. Thank you for sharing your practice. Thank you for sharing yourself. I wish you peace on your path until we meet again and always. Jai, Jai Ma.